It was a glorious sunny day in Crow Park yesterday when all of this happened.
Underneath the Hogan stand, 65 metres out, drops it in around the square, up goes, but it's far nicely here, for Shawnee Shea, gone a bit too far, Shea's going to make an angle, Shea's coming around, yes. Shea gets a goal, it's a goal for the Kingdom, 3 minutes and 24 seconds, Shawnee O'Shea, a goal in the pint, he's on fire, Kerry on fire, a goal in the pint, the pint.
Brilliant start, but again, what was it, a foot pass, 60 yards for a pass from David Morton. That's what we're talking about all the time. The foot is better than all the hand passes in the world.
But now inside, looking for Clifford. He'll hop, he'll solo. 25 metres out, make it 24 metres out, 23 metres out, 22 metres out. Oh, it come up. Oh, it could be goal. Is it a goal? It's a penalty. It's a penalty. It fell off the uprise. Yeah. And there's Gavin White.
Gavin White.
To the ground. It's a penalty for Kerry. Oh, who said we would have days like this, Ambrose? Ends like a garden, Tipplemore. But the guard is now on the move. He'll hit it with the right. And it's a save. Does he get the rebound? It's a save, Ambrose. It's a save. It's a save. And then he was inside the plate. The Dublin supporters, there's a bit of a schmazzle in the goal mouth. He drew it when the ball broke.
Yeah, he was inside the plate, but yeah.
But they're going to make a meal of this now, Dublin.
The badly struck penalty.
Yeah, but the wait was too long. They got inside the Kerry head.
They did, but I mean, they're down to 14. That's what they're going to do. I mean, yeah. To be honest about it.
They'll try to get a card here for Shawnee Shea.
I don't think that's going to happen, be honest.
But they're going to say he pulled at him rather than the ball.
But as I said, you know.
But David Morton lost it. This is going to be a turn over inside. And out comes with it. James McCarthy. Could be danger for Kerry. It's 2-on-2 on the inside. They're runners from all over. And one of them is driving forward now. It's Small right on this Costello. Oh, it's a goal. It's a goal by Costello from Dublin. It dived to his right. He's after goaling at the canal end. Now it's a game on, Ambrose. 45 gone. Kerry 110. Dublin 1-8.
The ball back.
It's exciting here in Croke Park. Paul Murphy now puts it in. Look about Clifford. Clifford has a free. It's a free, Ambrose. Will Shane Ryan come up?
He needs to give this in.
50 metres out.
Ah, come on, let's get the side running.
Shane Ryan is coming up, Ambrose.
Should, lads.
Shane Ryan is coming up. We have drama at the end of this game, Ambrose. It's a free in, but Dublin found him in the right place today.
They did. You see, this is it.
Lad. Yeah. Now,
we hit
Shane Ryan.
The final goal, and we left him walked on into our half hour.
Shane Ryan must go back. It's Shawnee O'Shea taking it on. Shawnee O'Shea.
He's playing into the
wind.
Just a difficult
wherever it'll fall, let's hope they'll kill it, Ambrose, because it's 76 minutes gone here in Croke Park. Wherever you are, listen throughout the world. This kick could decide whether Kerry are in an All Ireland final or not in normal time.
Hill 16 is a rope.
Oh, Hill 16. It's blue. They're shouting. There's foghorns. There's every sort of thing up there.
Shawnee O'Shea.
Can Shawnee quieten the hill? It's hard to quieten the hill, says he. Now, Shawnee O'Shea, steadying himself on the run up, strikes the ball, hits it with all his heart. Where does it go? It's over. Kerry are in an All-Ireland final.
It's all over.
It's over. Let's go. Kerry are in it. Oh, you fire. Cameras, we did it. Up in there. We're in an All-Ireland final, Ambrose.
The answer was... Could Shawnee Shea do what Stephen Coxon
does?
And the answer is yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Obama said, can we do it? We can. Yes, we can. Kerry are in All-Ireland final. Kerry 114, Dublin 113. penalty, Ian Ambrose.
Absolutely. Breathtaking stuff. A credit to both sides. But what a pair Sean O'Shea is. That was a difficult kick. Into the breeze, into the head. And did he split the upright?
And look at Paddy Andrews. Paddy Andrews is behind me here, and he's in a state of flux. He doesn't know what's happening, Ambrose. The delight. It was an epic, and my voice is gone, Ambrose.
It is, but I can tell you it was a great game of football. The one thing I will say, we didn't need that game going to extra time, and thanks be to the good Lord God above in heaven, it didn't happen. Because if it went extra time, Dublin were feeling stronger.
You have to credit Dublin for coming back, Ambrose.
Absolutely. They won the All-Ireland champions. They didn't win all the All-Irelands. They won for nothing. But you'll have to give Kerry great credit as well. They're stuck in. We've a lot to learn from this game. This game will bring Kerry on.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it unfolded in Croke Park yesterday. Unbelievable stuff. With me in the line, we've got Tim Moynihan, commentator there with Ambrose Dunham from Radio Kerry Sport. We also have Michael O'Brien from Killarney. Michael was on the show on Friday giving his analysis ahead of the game. Tim, I'm going to start with you. What a day. Have you got your breath back yet, is the question, I suppose.
Yeah. We tried to be as professional as we could for 75 minutes, Joy, and then these out-of-body experiences, somebody else took over. Look, Jerry, just to explain to our listeners that, I know there's a lot of squeaking voices there at the end of it, and can be a small bit embarrassing, I suppose, from my point of view. Where Amber sits to the left of me in every commentary we do, for some reason, that's whether it's superstition or whatever, but to make a long story short, to my right is Billy O'Shea, and at the other side, Liam Brosnan, who was on analysis. So when that free came, we didn't think he could do it. This was, 55 metres out? And then, we were saying, kill the ball, make sure that Dublin won't get that last one chance of attack, because we were days and days of hurt. And suddenly, when that ball, and one thing that went through my mind when he was so composed, it was like he closed off the whole stadium, the whole world, to what he was going doing. And you think about that kick, Jerry, at that final stage, he was kicking into a blue sea that was in his 16. Now, he tuned away from there. Likewise, you had inside Comerford. This is for the story for the ages. He was inside to the on the right hand upright as you faced the hill 16, shaking it. So in the hope
shaking
that
the post.
Upright,
yeah,
absolutely. So he was trying to put off Shawnee as well, because that was the part of it. It was only going to be a look of it, hit it. He was trying to put off Shawnee. So Shawnee closed off all his the players, everybody around him. And I thought I said he's going to kick it with all his heart, and I don't know, that came out by saying purely he's going to put everything into this kick. And the big thing about all this, Jerry, when that ball went over the bar, Shawnee O'Shea never celebrated. He came out and he wanted to reset.
He's focused on the kick out.
And that'll tell you where he's in a different, and not because it's not hindsight. I've seen this guy since minor level. So that's given all the accolades for that to Shawnee O'Shea. But look, for us and for the commentary, people might say, what are they roaring and shouting about? We're carrying him, Jerry, to the backbone. I know you've heard John Milan says, I love me county. I love Kerry. Ambrose loves Kerry. Liam Brosnan loves Kerry. And likewise, Billy O'Shea. And when that, everyone jumped in the air, we were on top of each other, celebrating, because we were there in days of hurt as well, Jerry. We were there, in 2019. And it hurt. The replay hurt. And we were saying, and we can be critical of Kerry at times. We look for standards. But I think that hurt went away yesterday. And I know Galway was saying, they're celebrating. I think that's their All-Ireland. But to get that hoodoo, we haven't beaten Dublin since 2009, Jerry. And we're one of the greatest teams of all time. And maybe the tide is changing. And we have won nothing yet, and Jack O'Connor said in his post-match as well. But today, it's been a terrible couple of years for everybody in our country. And we talk about our own county. We can be a small bit selfish. We need a lift in this county. And that Kerry team, that Kerry management, those Kerry supporters gave us that lift yesterday.
Certainly have, yeah. If you look at the game and its progression, Tim, Kerry got off to a flying start. A great goal by Shawnee O'Shea. Kind of goal, it kind of went too wide, but then he engineered it, did a brilliant feint, a shimmy, and then it was in the back of the net. Kerry were in charge, I suppose, for most of the game. Dublin were kicking wides, or maybe they were being forced to kick wides. That performance came through, but then it with the penalty miss, and there'll be a lot of talk about Dublin being cynical and burning down the clock on the black card, Evan Comerford falling over when really there was nothing wrong with him trying to unsettle Shawnee O'Shea. It seemed to have worked. Then into the second half, Dublin came storming back into it, and that was the moment, wasn't it, when you thought, well, have Kerry left it after them? and they provided their response, I suppose. That is that one of the more pleasing things for you out of it?
Yeah. Absolutely, like, you know, I thought it could be gone. This is more hurt, more of the same, and that's what builds up inside you then, you know, from supporters and everything, you know, is this gone? And suddenly the change of tide to the other side of it. I know the big thing is, well, several things happened in that game. You mentioned Comerford. I thought that was crazy what he did, and I looked at the video several times last night. You know, he's walking around the goals, suddenly he decides to lie face down on the ground, and that was killing the time. Plus they had a guy in a black card at that stage, so there was different things happening in the game. But you look at the game throughout, Jerry, I thought David Clifford probably had his best half of football for Kerry in that first half as well. You know, I thought he was outstanding. You know, we questioned about his injury going into it. Likewise, David Moore rolling back the years with him against Fenton and Lahiff in the middle of the park, and likewise Jack Barry and Dimmer trying to win. So that was always going to be a towering war there. And Fenton came in, all the big boys in Dublin in the second half came into it big time. They could Fint as well. We have Kerry in the back foot, and they wanted to drive it home. Paddy Small coming on as well. He was supposed to start. He was danger. Like Costello throughout, so they had Kerry on the back foot. But the one thing I liked yesterday as well, and Shane Ryan, his kickouts, you know, you had to go short there at times. He was hitting those lads, he was hitting the likes of Breno Bjorklee to take that ball, and they were breaking the tackle. So if you know, go into the detail of the game, Kerry, when they were back to the wall, did a lot of things well.
Did it, and in particular, Tim, their defence. A lot meaner this year, turned over a serious ball at key times when Dublin were on the attack. They managed to keep them out and turn it over, snaffle up possession and launch a counter-attack.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and it's all about, you know, and we said segments again, not to concede in the first quarter, to limit the conceding of scores, and that's what they're doing. I know, even going in, our goal record of conceding was absolutely brilliant compared to years gone by. So, you know, Dublin were always going to get goals, and they said to beat Dublin, you have to get a goal yourself, which we did. We could have a second, and, you know, defensively, and that's what this foundation of this team, you know, we know we can score at vital times. We have those players with the wow factor, the Shawnee O'Shea's, the David Clifford, Paddy Clifford. But it was about defensively, and everyone knowing his job both individually and collectively, and that really put us in a position where we could win the game. But I didn't think it was going to happen in the 76th minute, you know.
Yeah. And look, speaking of that, just one of the differences there as well, and it's one of those things that, you know, holding out of position when you need to hold on to position. There was a moment there, it was 1-9 to 1-11, 158 minutes gone, and what happened was Kerry kept the ball for about 4 minutes, moved it back and forward across the field, held on to it, passed it smartly, and it ended up with Paddy Clifford fisting it over the bar, a key moment for him in the game as well. But it struck me, that's what Dublin do to take the energy out of a team coming back. That's what they used to do when they were winning their Irelands. Kerry had learned a lesson. That was a key moment in the game.
Jerry, you summed it up brilliantly. You know, I've watched Dublin for years. They go down different channels. They'll try underneath the Cusick. They'll try underneath the Hogan. They'll bring it back. And, you know, I've heard the guy that's played under them, what he said, that, you know, they reckon for, you know, 90% of the time defences stand up, but they look for that weakness, Dublin, where you lose concentration. And Dublin lost concentration on that particular move, and he went into a pocket, Paddy Clifford, and he did the wise thing, fisted over the bar. So you know, we probably have learned from Dublin what Dublin has done to us, and that's what happened yesterday. Kerry played the patient game, and that really got us. And they're probably one of the first teams, maybe Mayo, we know last year was a different year, but we got inside Dublin's heads yesterday, and you know, that freshness, that hunger, that want really got us over the line.
Yeah, certainly did. Tim, stay on the line. We've lots of comments coming in here. What's Tim talking about? He was embarrassed. The comment was fantastic. Thanks, Tim. We're so lucky to have him on Radio Kerry and Ambrose. And obviously, Liam and Billy, proud Kerry woman this morning. And the commentary yesterday was absolutely brilliant, she says. We sat on the beach and listened to the game. They brought it all to life. So good to have excitement and joy. Well done to the commentators and to the Kerry team. Sam is coming home. We've Michael O'Brien on the line as well with us. Michael, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you feeling after the game?
Well, my throat isn't feeling too well, but I'm feeling incredible.
you were doing a lot of screaming, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah, top of my lungs stuff.
Yeah. Look, it was some performance and some roller coaster of a game. Kerry looked to have lost it at one stage in terms of like the chances that we had for goals we didn't take, other things like that. But then to hold out in the end there and prevent it from going to extra time, just some performance from the lads.
Well, yeah, obviously, when you look at the second half, Dublin had momentum. They scored 1-1, or was it something like 1-1, 1-2 in a row. And that was like almost like the Dublin of old. Like, you look at Dublin teams in the past, they look like they'd always go on a roll, and they'd score maybe 2-5, 2-6. But we were thinking, and most Kerry fans were thinking, anyway, not again.
Yeah.
But the lads showed great, great heart and great guts at the end. Something I haven't seen from a Kerry team since 2007, obviously, or 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, and a brilliant defensive performance as well, Michael. Turning over the ball and forcing Dublin into poor shot selection.
Yeah, pressure, mainly pressure. It was disciplined defence as well from Kerry. Wonderful performance from the backs and the whole team individually, like 1-15, and the subs as well played phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge team effort. What were you thinking when Shaunie Shea lined up that free?
Well, obviously, it's a really tough kick, especially kicking into Hill 16. It's one of the toughest kicks you can have in Croke Park as a Kerry man. But just to kick it into Hill 16 is even more special. He lined up the ball, and going through my head was, at least, as Tim Wynan just echoed there a couple of minutes ago, just at least get the ball dead to go to extra time.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was expecting him to kick it over, to be quite honest, Jerry.
Yeah, it was just too, Manbro said it was just too far out. It looked too far out into the wind.
Yeah. Either he was going to struggle with the distance, or tired legs obviously played a part, or else the wind was going to carry it left or right.
Yeah.
That was the way I was thinking.
Yeah, and then just the feeling after he put it over the bar, incredible stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I was jumping for joy in Croke Park.
Yeah.
One of my more happier days in Croke Park, I should say.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Michael, stay on the line. Tim, commenting here from Dermot Healy, Public School in Verscana, principal school, which is 6 players in the Kerry panel. Shaunie's relentless practice in Fothergreen Park, Kenmare, his calmness and determination are the reasons Kerry are in the Ireland final. All this despite the din from the hill, the Dublin goalkeeper shaking the posts, and the Dublin players waving their hands, which is not allowed in the rules of the GAA. Come at the hour, come at the man. A very proud principal of a school with 6 players in the Kerry panel yesterday. Up the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. You know, clubs and schools have kind of phases where they produce players. And look, Joy, you know, I started working on commentary in 2004 when our minors were doing, you know, struggling to meet, you know, the levels of other teams. Suddenly, we won the 5 in a row. And that's what the standout of that 5 in a row is, that, you know, a number of brilliant footballers came through. But when you talk, Mark O'Connor has gone to Australia. You spoke about Shaunie Shea and David Clifford and all the other players around him. But I remember Kerry were playing Derry in a minors final a couple of years ago under Jack, and I looked at Shaunie O'Shea that day and I thought he was beyond his years with his maturity, because we filtered a lot of players back against Derry, and suddenly he stayed in the 40, and there was his maturity and his zoning of the game. He was kicking points from 35 and 40 yards that day, because Derry put up a wall of players, and I said, my God, you're going to be some player at senior level one day. But Shaunie has that bit extra. I know he practices hour in, hour out, to see, and you know that's paying off. But he's a winner, Jerry. You must be a winner. And you know the big thing last night, social media was very active last night, Jerry, and active by guys that are in that zone. You look at what Ronan O'Gara did, you know, in rugby terms, kicking a late penalty or a drop kick to win games for Ireland. He tweeted last night about Shaunie O'Shea, so it's like class recognising class. AP Mackay, the jockey last night, was watching it. He was all over Shaunie, you know. And the great, you know, when we talk about, we had Morris Fitz from South Kerry, and we also had Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan tweeted, go on Shaunie. So that is class recognising class. So that's a very special moment. This is going to be played for years, Jerry, this kick, you know, for that final score. It'll match the one probably that Fitzy kicked down in Thurles. So that was a very special moment that we needed, that kind of X factor to get us over the line. But let's not take away from the work that was done by the management team, the players coming off the bench. Like even Joe O'Connor this year, he was nominated by his club Ossistax to be captain. Joe came on, a great run by him. He was going to go one way direct, and we're winning freeze out of that. So it all came together last night. And Jack in the post match said it was an epic battle, and it was, because there were so many things going on around the ground at different times during this game. But it was very special, and I suppose the icing on the cake was that kick of all kicks. It was 55 metres out. As we said, the goalposts were shaking, the hill was roaring at him, but he quietened this jury, and not many people can do that. And I suppose take a bow this morning, the Kerry team management, and you, Seanie O'Shea.
Yeah. Michael, what do you think is going to happen in 2 weeks' time? All eyes now on Galway. Came through a tough defensive encounter against Derry. And the thing about Galway is whenever they get to the final, they'll be pretty confident, regardless of what happened yesterday.
Well, yeah, obviously Kerry can't go in to expect to win the game. Well, obviously they're going confident, but not to like be overconfident, almost cocky, but like they're going to need to be very disciplined, Kerry, as you've seen, and Galway are going to be very defensive, obviously, with our attack, because our attack is one of the strongest in the country. But I think Kerry should win the game. I won't go and say that Kerry shouldn't win the game, but they should win the game. So I'm hoping for a brilliant performance from the Kingdom again in 2 weeks' time in Dublin.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. Tim, that focus now, as we look back in the game and look ahead to Galway, this is an unusual year. The All-Ireland will be on the 24th of July, probably very warm again, hopefully good weather for the day. It's going to be another huge challenge. The trick is now to get over this one and get ready for 2 weeks' time for Jack O'Connor and his management team.
Yeah, well, Jack said to me yesterday that the you know, the elation, the jubilation, I suppose, inside the dressing room. You know, yesterday, Jerry, was about getting over Dublin. Everyone, you know, wrote that we haven't beat them since to in our own county. That, and maybe some people were saying we might beat them again for a while, 2009. So we've done that job. Jack has got to this level now where he's done that job. The Dublin, forget about Dublin now. It's all about Galway. And Galway is going to be a serious challenge, Jerry. You know, you have Damien Comer, you have Shane Walsh, Paul Connery, probably one of the best midfielders in the country, and they're, you know, they're coming about their work nicely, like, and they've got hidings in the past as well, Jerry, and there's a lot of hurt by Galway coming into this game, but this has to be measured now by Kerry. And don't forget, Jerry, as well, there was big knocks in this game yesterday. I didn't like the way Gavin White was limping off at the end of the game, so he'd be huge loss to Kerry. You know, and Jack will have to sit down, I'm sure those boys will be going to the swimming pool this evening, and you know, the recovery period for the next day or two, and look at things again. So we don't know what has come out of yesterday, but you know, one thing is for certain, that they're in a zone, and I suppose Jack, that's what Jack will be trying to do, because this county is going to go mad for the next 2 weeks, because you know, 2014 is a long time for Norm Kerry to be, well, not even in a, I suppose, without an All-Ireland. So that's going to be part of the measure for Jack, but a huge challenge over the next couple of weeks. But what a better place to be in. Look, Kerry will be favourites probably, more than likely, by the bookies, but Jack won't be looking at that. Kerry have to go out and do a job, but I think there's so much hunger in this Kerry camp at the moment, that hopefully that should get us over the line.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Some of the comments coming in. Sean O'Shea is from Bannon. Kenmare, 6 miles outside Kenmare. Please emphasise this to Jerry, please. Well, it's in the parish, listener, it's in the parish, but I understand what you're saying, Sean O'Shea, proud Bannon man. Dan O'Sullivan, Castle Island, well done, Kerry. What a point by Sean O'Shea. The last time Dan saw such a point, it was being scored by Mick O'Connell versus Cork. That's many years ago. Some going at 35, David Moran, still one of the best. Kerry lost their composure when he went off. Another listener says, given it was Shawnee's first kick off the ground in the match, it made it extra tough too. Another listener says, Tim, you were just showing your passion with commentating on the matches. The passion is in us all, and the commentary yesterday was unreal. I listened to all the matches from London, absolutely amazing. Thank you, says Heather. Heather, onwards to the final and up the Kingdom. One thing I wanted to mention before we go any further on the game, there was another brilliant Kerry performance this weekend as well, Tim. Louise Niemöller-Hurtig, 2-6 in O'Connor Park in Tullamore, as Kerry came through a tough encounter with Armagh, the All-Ireland quarter-final. They're into a semi-final against Mayo. This Kerry ladies team going really well this year.
Yeah, look, we took in that game on our way to Dublin as well, myself and Amos, we did commentary in it. I'm not sure how many was listening, because I'm sure that a lot of people had an interest in who get through and the other semi-final between Derry and Galway in the men's game, but this was something else, you know. And, you know, the players and, you know, the parents out on the pitch after celebrating. Louise was, you know, she's the main tallies player for the Kerry side, but there were some great performances, and I must mention one person. She's a connection with my own parish in Loughnagash, and that's Lorraine Scanlon. comes a great bloodline there for footballers. You know, she walked around the middle and, you know, picked up ball and when Kerry needed it. And likewise, Niamh Carmody as well, brilliant ball. You know, she went back. She was playing like a role like any wing forward, be it Stephen O'Brien, going back, picking up a ball and bringing it forward. And, you know, Erica McLean came on from Fossa. You know, it was a real team performance. And one thing you've got to admire, Dara Long and Declan Quill have done serious work in their back home team to get to this level. There was turmoil in the Kerry camp going back a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they needed funding, they needed everything. And suddenly, they're inside an All-Ireland semi-final against Mayo. And let's not lose this all in relation to the men's game as well. So, with one team heading to the semi-final at ladies' level and another team in the men's game going to an All-Ireland final, these are good times to be in. Well, it's always a good time to be in Kerry, but this is especially very good when we have teams at the business end of a championship.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, look, gentlemen, thanks a million for talking to us about that and relieving yesterday for us. There's Tim Moynihan, commentator on Radio Kerry, and also Michael O'Brien, who's with us, gave his preview and prediction for the game on Friday with Trasa with us again this morning, because Michael came on the scene and well known for his brilliant GA analysis from the Late Late Toy Show at the age of 11.